Hey, David McGuffin here. I am about an hour south of Dublin in the beautiful Wicklow Mountains at a monastic site known as Glendalough. It's a spring day, the last day of May in 2023, and I'm right here on site at St. Kevin's Monastery known as Glendalough. As a matter of fact, if you happen to be here listening to this audio destination guide, look at the round tower, then do a 180, turn right around, and I'm standing near the main gate at this big rhododendron bush overlooking the cathedral and the monastic site. So while I'm here, let me tell you a little bit about Glendalough and St. Kevin. Well, the missionary Kevin arrived here in the 6th century and established Glendalough as one of the largest monastic sites in all of Europe. It was a very important and large center of learning. You know, it's hard to imagine that this island, what we now know as Ireland, was considered an island of the saints and scholars, while the rest of Europe was digging itself out of the doom and despair of the dark Middle Ages. You know, monastic settlements sprung up all over Europe during the 6th to the 12th century. Technically, they were sponsored by what we now know as the Catholic Church or the Christian Church, and from Rome. If we recall, the great missionary journey of Christ was to take his gospel and spread it to the uttermost parts of the world. Peter arrived in Rome, established a church, and later on, missionaries were sent out to that church to the uttermost parts of the then known world, which is in Europe, and Ireland is technically one of the uttermost parts of the European community. These monasteries were set up and designed to provide peace, education, shelter, and divine direction for scholars who had dedicated themselves as followers of Christ. As you wander the grounds here at Glendalough, imagine it filled with men tending crops, transcribing scriptures, posed in meditation, and involved in worship. Additionally, the monastic settlement was an active and fully functional community with its own kitchen, own brewery, defenses, bunkhouse, and men involved in everyday life. The age of the buildings here at Glendalough is uncertain. However, most date from the 8th to the 12th century. Many of these buildings were restored during the 1870s, but even that was a long time ago. In the Irish language, Glendalough means Valley of the Two Lakes. The main group of ruins lie on the upper end of the lower lake, closest to the visitor center and the Glendalough Hotel. There are well-maintained trails leading to all the sites. A visit here requires at least a couple of hours, but it's possible to spend an entire day wandering around the ruins and enjoying the mountains. The older buildings are situated around the lower lake, about 500 yards beyond the visitor center. Now, if you happen to go into the visitor center, there's an admission cost, but it does have an exhibit and a film about this site. They also have some inexpensive maps and free information as well, but it costs nothing to walk over to the monastic site and walk around the ruins and the park area and the trails leading to the lakes. The founder, Kevin, died around 618 AD, but the monastery thrived until the English dissolved the monasteries in 1539. After Kevin's death, Glendalough became a pilgrimage site, attracting visitors and pilgrims from all parts of the world.